You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Friday, March 30th, 2007. Here's a story that may make you smile, and I have to admit, I smiled when I read it, but there's nothing funny about mental illness and driving an automobile. High-speed chases are bound to happen. A man was taken to Bridgeport Hospital for a psychiatric evaluation after he led authorities on a high-speed chase, and then he claimed to be Vice President Dick Cheney. John Spurnick, 42, later admitted he wasn't Cheney, but he was actually Charlie's Angel star Jacqueline Smith. Then he claimed to be the husband of Paris Hilton's sister. Police said Spurnick, driving at more than 90 miles per hour Monday night, hit a patrol car and had to be shocked with a stun gun before they could arrest him. He was charged with attempted first-degree assault, engaging police in a pursuit, reckless driving, criminal mischief, interfering with police, and being in a town park after dark. Police said they were on routine patrol when they spotted Spurnick in his parked car. As they approached, he drove away. I think it's important for all of us to remember that when we talk about police pursuits and whether or not they're justified, when you have an individual like Spurnick that's in behind the wheel of a car that is very dangerous, and he is in a mental condition the way that he is, it's important for the police to do what they can to try and get him stopped before he kills someone. Why did he flee? I'm not sure. But the debate will go on about police pursuits and whether or not they're justified. Here's a sad case where a man with a mental illness led police on a pursuit. Doesn't sound like anyone was hurt. He did ram into a patrol car, but the implications could have been very serious if they hadn't got him stopped. Some may say the opposite. I say police pursuits are justified as long as they're handled properly. Give police the power to pursue and punish those that run from police. And in this case, this man needs as much mental health help that he can get, and he certainly shouldn't be driving. I'm Dana Pretzer.